Says Jesus, look at Matthew 9, verse 36. Talking about Jesus, when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. I particularly like that word, moved with compassion, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. And that's exactly what God saw. He saw his creation scattered about, no shepherd, no help, no remedy, no aid, no benefit, no self-help program to put them over. So Jesus came, and he said he did it for his own sake. Now, you would do that if you have children. You understand that, if you have a close friend. And it's not that your child wouldn't recover if you don't buy the $150 pair of tennis shoes. You know, the price of tennis shoes this day will cause you to rock and to reel. I mean, you have to grab your heart and say, we can do this. I know we can do this. I mean, they want the name brand, don't they? $120. It's just amazing to me. Well, it's not that if you say we can't do that today that the child's not going to recover. 9 out of 10 children will recover. They'll be fine. But you're the one that's not fine. Isn't that right? Your heart hurts because you know they really wanted that. And if any sacrifice could be made, and mom will do some things, not for the child's sake, the child's gotten past that, but for mama's sake, for daddy's sake, because of your heart of compassion. And God said he did this for his sake, because when he saw sin and he saw these sheep wandering, he could not stand it. It was intolerable to him. Sick, weak, wandering, lifeless sheep was intolerable to the Father's heart. And his heart commanded that action be taken to rescue and to remedy. And because of his great love, he's not simply going to free us from sin. You follow much theology. All he did was come and promise you if you would accept him, after a while there'll be great things. Much theology does not even embrace the new creature. They call it the dual nature of mankind. I'm part good and part bad. Not recognize that God has authored in me a new creature with the very life and nature of Almighty God, who has a right to grow in God and dominate life, keep the flesh crucified, the mind renewed, and move from glory to glory, from faith to faith. A lot of theology doesn't recognize that. You've got nothing now. Hang in there. And yet we see the Father's heart, the heart of compassion, not only freeing us from sin, making us a new creature, but freeing us from disease and poverty as well.